Okay. Thank you so much. The question on participation, I will say that within indigenous communities, I will take the case of my community in Cameroon, we are structured and organized at community levels. So before deciding on who is going to be the leader or representative to a specific platform, there is a consultation that ongoes. It's true that most of the time women are left behind, but our work has always been to ensure that the voices of women are taken into consideration when it comes to decision-making arenas. And we have been working in promoting that, and today we are proud to say that at least women are also part of these conversations within our communities. So what we always do and ensure that there is transparency and also accountability of the person representing the community is that the person has to give information and share information within the community of what is happening and how he's representing this community at that particular discussion. For example, I would take the case of the Red Process in Cameroon, where we designated leaders to be in the decision or panel platforms where these discussions are going to take place, and how the voices of indigenous people are going to be taken into consideration within that process. And that was the one of the processes where indigenous people were involved from the beginning to the end of the process, and today we have results because pilot projects are ongoing in indigenous communities. This is because they have been included from the beginning, and they were all through the process, and now we are at the implementation, and that is something which if we do in daily basis, we will not, you know, have the complaints that we have today. So I will say that for us in our communities, we do organize ourselves. We have leaders, but the leaders are accountable to the communities they represent. And the government cannot take decision on who to represent us without consulting us. So that is what I can share. And also to say that the free plan informed consent is very, very important. And that is what we have been using to ensure that any project that comes to these communities is with the consultation and participation of these communities from the inception to the implementation. If this is not the case, then we will not accept the project. This is because we have been building the capacities of these communities to ensure that their rights, they understand their rights, and also ensure that they speak for themselves, because as someone earlier said, you cannot be speaking for us. We have to speak for ourselves. If it is our issue, then let's speak for ourselves so that we tell you the reality and how we perceive the result of what we want, or how we can, you know, navigate to ensure that what we want is achieved in our own way. And there you will have the result that you want. I will also say that capacity building is very, very important, as you mentioned, and we are building the capacities of these communities, but we are not at that level where the others are, because they have advanced far, far long away. So we are still building these capacities and ensuring that at least they are in these decision-making arenas, in these spaces, so that they can also express their own concerns from their own realities that they live in on a daily basis. And the results are there when these people are involved at the grassroots level, and also ensuring that they echo their issues at different levels, and that politics take into consideration their needs. For example, when it comes to education within these communities, what the government do is they consult us because we have our lifestyle. We move from one place to the other. So how do you ensure that these children are still in school while moving with their lifestyle? So the government, we have been encouraging the government to build schools or to build the capacities of these people so that they can be the teachers of their own communities. And the communities most likely would respect or listen to their own person compared to somebody coming from another community. So those are some of the things that we have worked with the government, and they have understood that is necessary. So those are things that we have been doing and that are very successful, which others can also copy. And I think with that, we will say that we all can how do I put it? Now I like words. Just to say that we need to foster meaningful and effective participation to ensure that we all have the development that we want. Thank you so much.